Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shalom, my dear brothers and sisters. We are studying together the Gospel of John. In the Hebrew, it is called Besorat Yochanan. And this Gospel is the fourth Gospel in the New Covenant. And in this Gospel, we are presented with the theme of the divine nature of the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah. Interesting that the whole gospel began with, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse 14, we read, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So, this fourth gospel in the New Covenant, presenting before us the Lord Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, as the eternal Son of God. We have arrived, of course, to the 10th chapter. We have already covered the first 10 verses. And to remind you, in the first 10 verses, the Lord Jesus the Messiah is presented before us both as the one who came into the fold through the door, namely he came into the people of Israel through the door of God's prescribed information given in the Hebrew Scriptures according to the prophets. And secondly, he became the door of the sheep by saying in verse 9, I am the door of the sheep. And then he said, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. So we have learned from the first 10 verses of John chapter 10 that Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, came into this world in a right way on the basis of the Word of God, as the prophets proclaim, but he also called himself as the door of the sheep. In other words, the door of salvation must be through him. Now, in the next verses, where we are going to learn in this ministry meeting, that in verse 11 to verse 21, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, presenting himself as the Good Shepherd. We read in verse 11, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, Yeshua is saying, and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for this saying. And many of them said, He hath a demon, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? And we're going to stop here in verse 21. And so in verses 1 to 10, Yeshua is presented before us as the door. But in verses 11 to 21, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is presented before us as the good shepherd. Now, it is very important for us, my dear friend, to notice that in verse 11, he once again began with the word I am. In Hebrew, ani, or anochi, I am. And from this we learn that the Lord Jesus the Messiah is that great I am. The I am, of which we have already read in Exodus chapter 3. To remind you that when Moses, the lawgiver of Israel, when he was just about to go back to Egypt and to deliver his people, the Hebrews, out of bondage, Moses, spoke to the Lord and he said to him, When I come unto the children of Israel, this is Exodus 3 and verse 13, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? Moshe asked God. Imagine how wonderful the fact that God have allowed his servant to speak to him. And God graciously sought to explain himself to Moshe and to the people of Israel who were in bondage, slaves in Egypt. And God said unto Moshe, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And notice how beautiful verse 14, which I just read, this expression that the Lord is sharing with Moses, I am that I am. Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. That expression in the Hebrew text is really, I will be that which I will be. In Hebrew, Eheye Asher Eheye. And the word Eheye present before us the fact that God is not only self-existent, but he is the one that will be to his people Israel all that which they need him to be for them. And in a similar way, my dear friend, God is for us today. Through the person of the Lord Jesus Yeshua HaMashiach, who became a man, God will be to you and to me all that which we need him to be for you and for me, if we only trust in him and believe on him. And so when you read in the whole Gospel of John, these 7 times, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. All these expressions that John the Evangelist is putting down for us here in this fourth gospel in the New Covenant all these presenting before us the fact that this Yeshua, this Jesus, the Messiah, is much more than just another man. He is the good shepherd. He is the shepherd of Israel. He is the one of whom we read, "The Lord is my shepherd," David could say. "I shall not want," in the 23rd Psalm. Wonderful Psalm that David, Melech Israel, the King of Israel, proclaimed from the bottom of his heart. A Psalm of David. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This is such a wonderful psalm that gave comforts to our people throughout the ages, and giving comfort to believers today. Mizmor le David, Adonai ro'i lo echsar, a psalm of David. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Why David could say, "I shall not want"? Because God said, "I will be that which I will be to you, Israel. To you, David, later on. To you, my people." And he will say it to you and I, who are believers in Yeshua the Messiah. "I will be that which you need in your own life. To you, my dear friend." And here, our blessed Lord Yeshua presenting himself as the Good Shepherd. It is extremely interesting that in God's word, the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is presented, first of all, as the Good Shepherd, then as the Great Shepherd, and then even once again as the Chief Shepherd. As a Good Shepherd is in relationship to his death for the sin of this world. As the Great Shepherd is in relationship to the path of God's people who walk here in this world filled with sin and sorrow. And as the Chief Shepherd is in relationship to his second coming, when the Messiah will come again and he will reward those that followed him and lived for him and served him here in this world. But here in the context in which we study today in John chapter 10, dear brothers and sisters and dear friend, Yeshua the Messiah presents himself as the Good Shepherd. And notice in verses 11, 12, and 13 of John chapter 10, Yeshua is saying of himself, "I am the Good Shepherd, ani hu haro'eh hatov." But the reason that he's the Good Shepherd is because he is going to give his life for the sheep. You know, this is wonderful to know. Someone who loved the sheep, who loved you and I so much, that he was willing to give his life, to die as a substitute in our stead. We always are touched by the instruction that Moshe received from God for the nation of Israel concerning the Hebrew servant. See, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is that Hebrew servant. of whom we read in Exodus chapter 21. Let me read you these verses in the first few verses of Exodus chapter 21. It says, "Now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them." This is verse 1. And continuing in verse 2, "If thou buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself." But listen to this, my dear brothers and sisters and dear friends. Look what we read here, the instruction that God gave Israel concerning a Hebrew servant, how to treat him, and the fact that he could go free if he wanted after he finished in the seventh year. He could go free after he finished his service. Notice verse 5 and 6 of Exodus chapter 21. "And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free." Then verse 6 we read, "Then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost. And his master shall bore his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever." See, here, beloved friend, if we only grasp it in some small measure, it will cause us to appreciate the love of our Lord Jesus, the Good Shepherd, for us. Notice back to John 10 and verse 11, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Notice, he doesn't say that his life was taken from him. He gives his life. He laid down his life voluntarily. That's the Good Shepherd of Israel. That's the shepherd of a sheep. Out of love for humanity, out of love for mankind, out of love for God, God the Son, as man, came down to this world to give his life. The famous verse that everyone knows by heart, "For God so loved the world," John 3 and verse 16, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life." You see, 5 times in this portion that we read, Yeshua says of himself that he is the good shepherd that giveth his life for the sheep. In verse 11, "the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." In verse 15, "I lay down my life for the sheep." In verse 17, "I lay down my life." In verse 18, "I lay down of myself." Again in verse 18, "I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." 5 times. The Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, is impressing upon the hearts of the hearers that he is different than others, that he is different than the leaders in those days, who were called to shepherd the flock, the sheep, but they did not do so. And in the same way, often in those who claim to be shepherds in these days in which we live in, and do not shepherd the sheep. But here's the good shepherd who came down from heaven in order to give his life forever for the sheep. Many times throughout the scripture, we read of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, that he came down to give his life. He came to give his life. Galatians 1 and verse 4, Paul, Shaul said, in verse 3b, the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 4, who gave himself for our sins. Galatians 1 and verse 4. We read a little bit later on in Ephesians chapter 5, another very, very important verse, Ephesians 5, Paul wrote to the Ephesians and he said to them, in verse 2 of chapter 5, walk in love as the Mashiach, the Messiah, as Christ also had loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. You see, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, came to give his life for the sheep. The Apostle Paul continued, and he write down another letter to the Philippians, and in chapter 2, he said to the Philippians, at the end of verse 5, Christ Jesus, Mashiach Yeshua, then verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. That's the Hebrew servant. And was made in the likeness of man, and being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I mean, this is fascinating. He gave himself. He is the true shepherd who came down to give himself a ransom for many. My dear brothers and sisters, how it is good for us to remember the purpose for which the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, came down to this world. And he is now there in the temple, by the temple in the city of Jerusalem, after he healed the man that was once blind. And he was confronted by the Pharisees, as we read in John 9 and verse 40, some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and they said unto him, are we blind also? And he, you remember, that's how he introduced the whole 10th chapter. That he is the door. They should have known that he came through the door and he became the door of salvation. He came to this world exactly as the Hebrew prophets prescribed. To be born of the Virgin Miriam, to be the seed of the woman, to be born in the city of Bethlehem, to live as a Nazarene in a city that is Nazareth. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth, we read? And then to be the one that will become this sacrifice, the substitute, the Lamb of God, as John 1:29 says, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He came in exact instruction as they are written for us in the Word of God. And so, my dear brothers and sisters and dear friend, the good shepherd died for the sheep. And in contrast to the good shepherd, we see the hireling in John chapter 10 and verse 12 and 13. Yeshua is explaining to the Pharisees, to the people who came to him and confronted him with his claims. And he said to them, you know, verse 12 and 13 of John 10, but he that is hired, one that is hireling, a hireling is a one that was hired. In Hebrew we call him sachir, is working as a job. He didn't come because he really cared for the flock. He does it as a job. But what happened, the hireling and the one that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are really not, when he see a wolf, when he see opposition coming, What does he do? He leaves the sheep. And he flees for himself, for his life. And the wolf catches the sheep and scattering them. The hireling, the sachir in Hebrew, he flees because he is an hireling. And he cares not for the sheep. See, the Lord seeking to explain to those with whom he communicated in the land, in Israel, especially when he was passing by as he went out of the temple and he saw the man that was blind from his birth and he healed him. And because he healed him, and it happened to be on a Shabbat day, he was confronted by the Pharisees and the scribes who were not happy that this man was healed on a Shabbat day. So Yeshua is seeking to unfold before them, before the nation of Israel, that he came for the purpose of healing the brokenhearted, giving sight to the blind, having the lame man walk and the deaf to hear. But beyond it, he came to this world to give his life as an offering for sin. To remind you, my dear brothers and sisters and dear friends, that the prophets of Israel predicted the fact that he will have to lay down his life. Isaiah mentioned it so clearly in the 53rd chapter that he will be brought as a lamb to the slaughter, verse 7. And as a sheep before a shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Isaiah continued to say in verse 8 of Isaiah 53, he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he is cut off out of the land of the living. And why? Isaiah is saying in verse 8, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. You see, the Messiah was cut off out of the land of the living. And he did so because of the transgression of Isaiah's people. And even beyond, he did so for the transgression of all humanity, for your transgression and mine, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But you see, we learn that here in John chapter 10, Yeshua is teaching us this important truth that while men took him and men killed him, yet he actually gave himself. Again, let me read to you this verse 11 of John 10. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. We have to remember this, my dear friend. Yes, we all are guilty in the death of the Messiah because our sins had placed him there on the shameful cross. But my dear friend, he actually gave himself. He laid down his life. He gave himself. Why? Because he wanted his sheep. And who are his sheep? Sheep are all the ones that have accepted him, that have trusted in him. To remind you again, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his son. This is God the Father gave his son, God the Son. But it does say that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish. Not perish. We all deserve to perish because of sin. But by believing on him, one will not perish but have everlasting life. And the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, shows us that the hireling is not so. He leave, he flee, and he leave the sheep alone. God's people are sheep. to remind you again of Isaiah 53, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray, Israel will confess in a future day. We have turned everyone to his own way. That's how sheep are. They need a shepherd. And so, how wonderful to know that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, says that I came down to this world and I came in order to give my life for the sheep. Sheep are prone to wander, and the shepherd need to bring them back. It reminds me of Luke chapter 15. How wonderful this parable that our Lord Yeshua the Messiah taught when he was here on earth. And he, if you remember, we read in Luke chapter 15, we read of how he delight to have his sheep back. We read, what a man of you having 100 sheep, if he lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he found it? Verse 7 said, I say unto you, that there is joy be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than the 99 just person which need not repentance. In other words, ordinarily a shepherd, a true shepherd, will, if he lost the sheep, he will run after it to seek to bring the little lamb or the sheep back. This is exactly the picture that we see here in John chapter 10 and verses 11 to 13. As we move along, notice verses 14 and 15. The good shepherd, not only that he dies for the sheep, but the good shepherd knows his own sheep. He knows if you belong to him. He knows every one of us today. Do you belong to Yeshua, to Jesus the Messiah? Have you recognized that you have sinned and come short of God's glory? Have you realized that there is no way for you to be forgiven except you turn to God through the provision that he provided for you? And he knows who belong to him. Notice verse 14 of John 10. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. I know them, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Now this is important. This is so important because, you see, my dear friends and dear brothers and sisters, every one of us have to know in our own hearts that we belong to the Lord. We belong to Yeshua the Messiah, because it's very clearly here in this 10th chapter and verse 14 and 15 that the Lord Jesus the Messiah, as the good shepherd, he said, I know my sheep. I know my sheep. And it's not only that I know my sheep, but I'm also known of mine. In other words, my sheep know me. You see, it is so essential for everyone that hear the word of the Lord to be sure that he or she have accepted Yeshua the Messiah as his or her Lord and Savior. See, because it will be sad if there will come a day that we will have to stand before God. And the Lord Jesus the Messiah already said it earlier in his ministry. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, this is the day of judgment, the future day of judgment. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Look at the sad response, my dear friend. The sad response to those who were merely professors. they did not really know the Lord, and they were not known by him. We read in Matthew 7, verse 23, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." You see, here are a group of people that said, "Lord, Lord," and yet they never belonged to the Lord. It was merely a lip profession. That's why it is so important to understand the importance of turning our hearts to the Lord, repenting. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God did raise him from the dead, you shall be saved. The Apostle Shaul Paul wrote in the book of Romans. Here, Yeshua said in John 10 and verse 14, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father know me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." This is important to understand the context. Again, to remind you that our Lord Yeshua is here just as he came out of the temple. He saw the man that which was blind from his birth. Then he healed him. And then the Pharisees who saw him healed, they were offended because what Yeshua did, he did it on the Shabbat day. And so there was a division among the people. And the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, who loved his people Israel, wanted to explain this to them and to show them that he indeed he came to this world through the right door of the prophetic word of God. He is now expressing the fact that he is the door of salvation through him. But in order to provide salvation, he as the shepherd must lay down his life, and that he knows those that truly belong to him, and those that truly belong to him know him as well by faith and trust in him. And so beautifully we read here in this passage that Yeshua Jesus is the good shepherd. He knows his sheep, and the sheep know him. To know is much more than just merely to have an intellectual awareness, my dear friend. To know has to do with intimate relationship. Has to do with intimate relationship between one and another. Let me read you a verse in John chapter 17, a little bit later in this Gospel of John, John 17 and verse 3, Jesus is in his high priestly prayer speaking to God the Father, to Elohim Ha'aba, and he says, "This is eternal life, that they might know," notice that "they might know Thee, the only true God, and Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." This is eternal life. To know, not to know as an intellectual awareness, merely in the head, but to know, have a relationship with God, have a relationship with the person of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah. This is very important to understand. My dear friend, if you remember in the earlier days of creation, after God created the heavens and the earth and created Adam and Eve, and then Adam and Eve sinned and fallen into sin, and God had to chasten them out of the Garden of Eden, and then they began to have their family. You notice what we read in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1? And Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. You remember that? Adam knew his wife, and she became pregnant, and she bare Cain. Later on, she bare Abel, Hevel, his brother. This knowing his wife had to do with the physical relationship between Adam and Chava, Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve, to bring forth a child into this world. Spiritually, it's the same way. To know God, to know the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, is much more than just an intellectual awareness. It is to know Him by faith. It is to know the one that came down from heaven in order to pay for your sin and for mine. This is fascinating, my dear friend. So this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God. This is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is the God of Israel. This is the God of our fathers. This is the God, the Elohim, that loved us so much and sent his beloved Son who became the Mashiach, the Messiah. That is so important to know that, my dear friend. And so we are back into John chapter 10. He knows our name. He also knows our nature. And he knows our need. He knows our name, as we have already read it, as it says in verse 3 of John 10, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. So he knows our name. He knows your name. He knows mine. He knows his own. But not only that, he also knows our nature. He knows our sin nature. And he knows our inclination. And the reason he came is because we have a sin nature, and he had to pay for the sin nature and the sins that we commit, because the wages of sin is death. But he also knows our need. And that's why when David wrote Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be short of anything. I shall not want. And then it's so wonderful to know this, how the believers can enjoy the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, as the good shepherd who knows his own. In verse 15, as God the Father knows his Son, so the Son know the Father. The Son, who is the shepherd, he laid down his life for the sheep. And so the Lord said, as the Father knows me, Yeshua said, even so I know the Father. You see, there was an intimate relationship in the Godhead. The Father, the Son, the Spirit, Ha'abba, Ha'ben, Ha'ruach, all that triune Godhead have this relationship of love, relationship of harmony, relationship of holiness, relationship of eternal relationship. Here is a true knowledge. And that's why Yeshua said, I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father. And then he says, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Why do you think he laid down his life for the sheep? Because in the Godhead, there was desire to restore men that have gone astray, that sinned against God. We read in the book of Proverbs, my delight was with the sons of men. God delight with humanity. He loves you. He loves me. He wants you and I to turn to Him. That's why the Messiah, Yeshua, came to this world to save sinners. So he does present himself here as the good shepherd. First of all, he presents himself as the good shepherd who dies on behalf of the sheep, but also he presents himself as the good shepherd who knows his own sheep. And I trust that you have accepted him, my dear friend. He knows whether you belong to him. We do not know. He knows your heart. You know if you belong to him. And I trust that you have turned to him, that you have accepted him. But now notice that. In the next verse 16, John 10:16, the good shepherd, haro'eh hatov, he bring other sheep into the flock. Now notice that it's very interesting, because to remind you that when the Lord Jesus the Messiah came, he came into the fold of Israel. Israel, the chosen people of Israel, were called by God to be a peculiar nation. Through this peculiar people, peculiar nation of Israel, blessing will flow out into this world. God has chosen that through the seed of the woman, through the seed of Abraham, through the seed of Yitzhak, through the seed of Yaakov, through the seed of Yehuda, through the seed of Jesse, through the seed of David, the Mashiach will come, who will bring blessing to the world. But he also knew that when a Messiah will come at his first coming, Israel as a nation will not accept him as the nation, though the early Jewish believers will be those who will preach the gospel to all the nations of the world. And those that have accepted him among the nation of Israel, they were part of the fold of Israel. But now we learn, and the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, teaches that even before the church was born, because he didn't die as yet. He is here among his people right in the temple in Jerusalem at about 30 AD. Just about to die soon. Within a while, within a few months, he would become the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of this world. So here he's explaining in verse 16, so beautiful. He says in verse 16, other sheep I have which are not of this fold. The fold is the nation of Israel. The other sheep are individuals from the nations of the world, from the Gentile world, who are going to become his sheep. Notice he said, other sheep I have, which are not of the fold of Israel. Them also I must bring. And now notice that. And they shall hear my voice, just like the Jewish sheep will hear his voice, the early apostles and all the early Hebrew believers in the first century, those who trusted in Yeshua the Messiah, they have heard his voice. But the Lord says, listen, I have other sheep. They are not from among the nation of Israel. And them also I must bring. And then notice that, very important, verse 16. They shall hear my voice, and notice that, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Notice the word, in some of the translation, it says one fold, but in actuality, in the Greek text, it is one flock. Why it is one flock? Because the fold is Israel. And Israel is an earthly nation that God had promised to bless Israel, the nation, here on earth in the land of Canaan. And he will surely do so in the fullness of the time. But here the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, knowing that in his first coming, all the nation of Israel, all the fold of Israel, will not accept him. Only some from the fold will accept him, from among the nation of Israel. And so now he is explaining that there is an anticipated coming day in which he will build a company that called the Ecclesia. That is the church, the assembly, of all believers, Jewish and Gentile believers in Yeshua the Messiah. And there will not be an earthly people, there will be a heavenly people. Let me remind you this in Matthew chapter 16. When the Lord Jesus the Messiah asked in verse 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that you are John the Baptizer, some Eliyahu, Elijah, others Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom do you say that I am?" And notice what Simon Peter said. Then Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Mashiach, thou art the Christos, the Christ, the anointed one, the Mashiach, the Son of the living God." We know, we believe you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. HaMashiach ben Elohim Chaim. So, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Yonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. You did not get it on your own that what you have proclaimed about me, that I am the Messiah, the Son of the living God. My Father revealed it to you, Simon Peter." Yeshua is saying. And then he continued and he says to Shimon Petros and all the disciples who followed him then and there, "But I say unto thee that thou art Peter, Petros, a little rock. And upon this rock," not upon Peter, upon the rock, meaning upon your confession, upon what you said, Peter, that I am the Messiah, the Son of the living God, upon what you proclaim, that which God have revealed this unto you, Peter, that I am the Messiah, that I am the Son of the living God, upon this rock, I will, future, will build my assembly, my ecclesia, my church, my kehillah. Notice, he said, "I will build." He hasn't begun to build it, but he will build it. And that was that which was to be built. The flock where Jewish believers from the fold of Israel and Gentile believers from the nations of the world will become one moving flock heading forward towards the time when they will be taken to heaven. "I will build my assembly, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." And so, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friends, here it is so important to understand, they shall be one flock, and I will be that one shepherd. Let me reread verse 16 one more time of John chapter 10. "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold," namely the fold of Israel. "Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd." That's the truth that we learn here from the Lord, that he seeks to teach the disciples and those that heard him, and even the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all those that were there to listen to his word when he is confronted by the Pharisees. And so we read here about this flock that is a composition of Jewish and Gentiles believers who will be part of the assembly, the ecclesia, the called out ones. There is a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13 where the apostle Shaul Paul write to the Corinthians to remind them, "For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body." The word for baptized means we are placed into that one body. "Whether we be Jewish, Jews, or Gentile, Yehudim, or Goyim. Whether we be bond, this is slaves, or free. and have been all made to drink into one spirit. It is the Holy Spirit of God that put us together into that one body, some from among the Jewish people and some from among the Gentile world. There is a verse that is found in Romans chapter 11. And in Romans chapter 11, the same apostle Shaul Paul sought to explain to the brothers and sisters in the city of Rome, because they marvel, how come if Jesus, if Yeshua was the Messiah, promised Messiah of Israel, how come not all Israel as a nation yet are saved, are redeemed, and believe on him as the Mashiach? So Shaul in chapter 9, 10, and 11 of the book of Romans explained to them of Israel's past history, of Israel's present condition, and Israel's future regeneration. And he reminded them in Romans 11, 5, he says, even so, at this present time, at this present age of the church age, also there is a remnant from among Israel according to the election of grace. In other words, there are believers from among Israel, even though all the nation is still in unbelief, yet there is a remnant that are chosen by God to believe on him today, while the rest of the nation of Israel did not accept the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, as their Lord and Savior as yet. This is so important, my dear friend, for all of us. So the flock is the Jews and Gentiles who believe in Yeshua the Messiah, and they are making together that one flock, according to John chapter 10 and verse 16. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. There's a verse that is found in the book of Acts in chapter 15 and verse 13 and 14 that is very helpful. There we read in verse 13, the council in the city of Jerusalem, where they counseled together, and when they saw that more and more from the nations of the world become believers in Yeshua the Messiah, as the apostle Shaul Paul preaching the gospel to all the world. And so after they deliberate, we read in verse 13 of Acts chapter 15, and after they had held their peace, James, Yaakov, answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simon has declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And he said, and to this agree the words of the prophet, as it is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacles of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. In other words, after this, after the age in which we live in today, which is called the Ecclesia age, the church age, then God will restore all the nation of Israel. But until then, Yeshua said in verse 16 of John 10, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, are not of Israel. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Beautiful. So, John 10 verse 11 to 13, the good shepherd dies for the sheep. John 10 verses 14 and 15, the good shepherd knows his own sheep. John 10 verse 16, the good shepherd bring other sheep into the flock together with the sheep from among Israel. And then notice finally in John 10 verse 17 to 21, the good shepherd takes up his life. He dies, he laid down his life, but he will also be resurrected and take his life back. Amazing to know that. We read in verse 17, the Father loved the Son also as men. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. To remind you, my dear friend, God the Father loved God the Son, and there was an eternal relationship before his incarnation, before he entered into this world through the Virgin Miriam. But now there is an additional reason for God the Father to love his Son, this time as a man as well. Because after all, the Word became flesh. And now we read, therefore does my Father love me. Why? Because now, as a man, Yeshua is going to lay down his life. But notice, I lay down my life that I might take it again. In other words, he, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, will take his life again. He will resurrect himself from among the dead. This is amazing to understand it. You remember in John 19, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, will say on the cross, it is finished. But here we learn that he will take it again. He will also raise himself from among the dead. So the truth of the fact of the resurrection is taught in the Bible, in God's word, that all the triune Godhead will take part in the resurrection of the Messiah. According to Acts chapter 2 and verse 32, it is God the Father who will raise him from the dead. According to Romans chapter 8 and verse 11, it will be God the Holy Spirit who will raise up the Messiah from the dead. But here we learn from John 10 and verse 17 that the Lord Jesus the Messiah said of himself, I lay it down of myself that I might take it again. This is amazing. It shows us that he is much more than just a man. And as a man, he is a perfect man. He can raise his life. He can raise himself to life by himself. We read in John 5 and verse 26, for as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. You see, he has the power to give life by himself. That's why he's called in John 11 and verse 25, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I am the resurrection and the life. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Chaim in Hebrew. Chaim. I am the resurrection and the life. So all the three persons of the Godhead will be involved in the resurrection of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. But according to verse 17, he speaks of himself, Jesus the Messiah speaks of himself, therefore does my Father love me. Why? Because I lay down my life, but I will take it again. Notice in verse 18, Yeshua continue, and he said, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now you see, my dear friend, who is able to take his own life? Life is given by God. Only God can take life. You see, while humans, men kill the Messiah and hang him on a cross, but from divine point of view, actually, it was all of God. No man took Yeshua's life from him, though we read the wicked hands of men have laid him on a cross, rejected him and despised him then and today. And if the Messiah Yeshua will come today, mankind will do the same thing today, because we have all sinned and we have sin and sin nature. Men live darkness rather than light. You see, but in reality, he gave himself. Pontius Pilate have gave him over. The Roman soldiers have crucified him. The Jewish leaders and the people have rejected him. The Gentiles leaders and the people have rejected him. God, as a holy God, had laid upon him the iniquity of us all. But here we find out that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, himself gave himself. So it is fascinating to learn, if you read the many scriptures that we can read, to show us that why everyone participated in the death of Christ, of the Messiah. Pontius Pilate, the Roman soldiers, the Jewish leaders, the people, the Gentile leaders, and the people of the world. Also God is a holy God, and Yeshua himself gave himself, as John 10 verses 17 and 18 tells us. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment if I received of my Father. And so, my dear friend, while you and I are guilty for the death of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah because of our sin, but in actuality, Yeshua laid down his life for you and I by himself. While we, by our sin, caused his death, yet he voluntarily laid down his life for us all. Who can fathom the love of our Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah? We read in Isaiah 53 and verse 4, surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow, and we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripe we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. See, my dear friend, God planned it in his amazing plan of salvation. He planned it that the Messiah will come to give his life a ransom for many. And so after the Lord Yeshua the Messiah presented this word to the nation of Israel, to the Jewish leaders, to the many that followed him, to the one that was blind, to his parents, to the disciples, everyone who heard him. We read in verses 19, 20, and 21, the fact that there was a division among the people. There was a division among the people. Notice what it says in verse 19. There was a division, therefore, among the Jews. In the context here, the Jews are the Jewish leaders of Israel. He continued, he said, and many of them said, he has a demon and he's mad. Why hear ye him? Some said. And yet others, we read in the very same verses, we read in verse 21, others said, these are not the words of him that hath a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Remember, in the previous chapter, you remember that we read in chapter 9, where the Lord said to this man in these verses, he says in verse 3, 4, and 5, he says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, and he made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloach, in the Hebrew, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. Notice verse 21 of our chapter, chapter 10. The other said, these are not the words of him that has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? You see, there was a division among the people concerning him. Today, my dear friend, there is divisions in the world about the person of Yeshua. Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man? What think ye of Christ? What think ye of the Mashiach? What think ye of Yeshua? Of Jesus, the Messiah? In John chapter 7, in verse 43, we read, so there was a division among the people because of him. In John chapter 9, and verse 16, therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Shabbat day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. And here once again, my dear beloved brothers and sisters and dear friend, John 10 and verse 19, there was a division, therefore, again, among the Jewish people. Wow, what an amazing subject. Is Yeshua is the Messiah? Is he the Son of God? Is he the Savior of sinners? Is he the sinless one? Is he the seed of the woman? Is he the Son of God? Is he the one that he claimed to be? Well, John wants us all to bear in mind. We read in John 20 and verse 30 and 31, many other signs truly did Yeshua in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. This is the Gospel of Yohanan, of John. But these are written, these miracles that he did and what he said are written here, why? That ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, that Yeshua is the Mashiach, the Son of God, Ben Elohim, and that believing he might have life through his name. Do you believe on the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, my friend? Did you turn to him for salvation? Well, he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. My dear friend, may God bless you. May God open your heart to accept him as your Savior and as your Lord, because indeed there is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Until the next time, God bless you, and shalom, shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.